The little-known Port Authority Police Department provided security at the World Trade Center. On September 11th, hundreds of Port Authority officers responded from their posts at bridges, tunnels, and airports around New York and New Jersey. 37 of them were killed trying to rescue people when the buildings collapsed. The blow has been staggering to the 1,200-member force. NPR's Chris Arnold has been following the department and reports on how these officers have been struggling to put their lives back together, both at home and on the job.
The Port Authority police lost more officers on September 11th than any police force in a single incident in U.S. history. And since the department is so small, some of those digging here at Ground Zero knew most of the 37 officers killed. Police Sergeant Kevin Devlin.
I try not to think about what they went through that day, but it's a combination of sadness and just extreme anger. I mean, I can't focus on it because the anger would probably consume me.
A month ago, Sergeant Devlin carried the body of a very close friend, Captain Kathy Mazza, up out of this pit. The next day, he and his men were back, working 12-hour shifts in this landscape of twisted steel, rubble, and mud that's gray with ash and pulverized concrete. It's a horrible world to be living in, where finding a tattered body part makes you feel good. It's what you hope for, because it matters so much to the families who want something to bury. Devlin says he knows all this must be taking a toll.
I do worry about the guys down here. There was a study done after Oklahoma City that there were more cases of alcohol and drug abuse and physical violence in the second 6 months after the incident than in the first 6 months. So it's very important to stay on top of it. And the Port Authority has been making counseling available, and you need somebody to talk to.
Mental health professionals say they don't know what to predict for the near future. If the deepest depression often sets in months after a catastrophic event, when do you start the clock on that? The event for those working here isn't over yet. Maybe the work has given them a sense of purpose. Maybe it's worsening their trauma. What happens when it's over? Many officers, though, say they're starting to work things through and move past the initial grief that was so powerful and hard to grapple with or even understand.
I just remember, like, racking sobs starting to overtake me, and then you choke them back.
We first talked to Lieutenant Brian Tierney a few weeks after September 11th. He was remembering with tears in his eyes one of those first days down at Ground Zero when he was assigning duties in front of 100 officers, and notice came down that a fellow officer and his friend of 15 years, Jimmy Nelson, was confirmed dead.
You tighten it back up and you say, okay, gentlemen, let's go. Team Alpha is this. Team Bravo is this. And you're just shoving this stuff into the back of your emotions, figuring you'll deal with it later. And it's funny, I remember I went to that officer's funeral, and I went and I walked and I sat in back of a mausoleum by myself, and I thought I would let it all out, and nothing happened. Sat there and nothing came.
For months, the same thing would happen when Tierney went home at night to his wife, Denise. During the day, he'd be flush with emotion, but at home, he'd come in and just shut down, depressed and stoic and spent, or angry over little things that didn't matter. One counselor who's been working with the Port Authority police says he's seeing a lot of strain on the families of the officers. He says that's dangerous because if their family life blows apart, they could, of course, end up a lot more depressed and isolated. At their house in New Jersey, Brian Tierney and his wife Denise say things came to a head a couple of months ago.
I remember you were just sitting in the family room on the floor, and I looked over at you and I said, you know, look, you have got to start participating in this new world. Me, this house, this is your life. You know, this is what's going to be here when all is said and done. And you're going to have to start doing something to make sure that it is here. And yeah, little by little, he would, the greeting would get bigger and bigger when I came home, and the smiles would get broader, and he would do little things like he had always done, perhaps light the candles before I came home or the fireplace, little things that showed me the hardness was melting away.
Taking a break in a pickup truck in the bottom of the pit at Ground Zero, Sergeant Kevin Devlin says his family has also been helping him. His brother and sister call him all the time to see how he's doing, as do other cops from around the country who he's met here. But most of all, Devlin says his wife Sheila has been his anchor. Sheila actually worked in the Trade Center at Fiduciary Trust and lost 87 coworkers, including some close friends herself. As a crew of firemen with a German Shepherd searches for a body in the rubble behind him, you can see the earnestness in Devlin's face as he says he doesn't know how he'd be making it through this without Sheila.
The amount of people that she lost, you know, the bond between us is that much stronger. I mean, we've only been married 2 years, and I can't imagine being any closer to anybody. You know, we dated 25 years ago back in high school, and we're apart for 20 years, but it's just like being back with my, you know, with my best friend, and she's there at every turn for me, and I hope I've been able to do a little bit as much for her as she's done for me since September.
Devlin and Tierney both say they're concerned about the officers who don't have anyone at home to support them, and all of the Port Authority police sergeants and lieutenants are being trained to identify stress and depression in their officers so they can encourage them to get into counseling. Chris Arnold, NPR News, New York.